Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Iba is the great defender of the OSU wheat varieties. It holds its own in drought conditions and also offers consistently high grain yield and test weight. Iba has excellent grazing tolerance and offers good fall forage production. Iba jumps slightly ahead of its sister variety Gallagher when it comes to yield and has a better overall fitness to the conditions of the high plains. Iba also maintains dough strength at a great range of protein content. Iba is another in the OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Active liquidation quickly flooding throughout the entire livestock complex here today with lean hog and feeder cattle futures down by triple digits. September corn futures down 6 cents. The Dow Jones 14 points higher. NASDAQ up 14 points as well. And live cattle today follow through pressure slowly but steadily moving into the complex here on the last trading day of July. Most pressure, though, seen in December and February future contracts, with each holding triple-digit losses. The aggressive losses in hog futures quickly sparking some concern throughout the trade, as the moves lower could signify a much more aggressive selling trend in early August. This may spark some additional stability over the next couple of weeks, but buyers remain unwilling to move into the bearish market structure given the active liquidation seen over the last couple of days. Cash cattle bids slowly starting to improve with live bids of $110 and dressed bids ranging from $179 to $185 per hundredweight. Asking prices remain at $114 live and $186 in higher dressed. Box beef cutouts today lower, down 91 cents in select and down 33 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 95 total loads. In feeder cattle, active pressure was seen across the complex, although additional strong pressure seen in the grain trade, causing traders to quickly shift gears from focusing on lower production costs to the pressure developing in all other livestock trade. The recent pressure still has not damaged the recent market support, as prices remain near short-term highs here at the end of the month. Meanwhile, grains were weaker today, with corn futures 4 to 5 cents lower, soybean futures 9 to 11 cents lower, with meal $1 to $2 higher and oil 30 to 40 points lower. Finally, in wheat, futures today were 2 to 8 cents lower, with trade drifting lower on spillover from row crops ahead of the anticipated decision by the Feds. The KC-Chicago spread narrowing today, but remains near the highs at 62 cents.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.